but man, it's humid. We got any fiddle players here? Fiddle players. The whole, there's a serious bow problem when you get humidity because it doesn't really want to tighten the same way it normally does. Especially at night when it gets really dewy out. You can almost not even get your bow tied anymore, but we're doing okay right now. That was Jerusalem Ridge, and when I did it, I thought I might, talk about the record a little bit just in case you're interested, kind of the process that I went through a little bit is kind of what I was thinking I would do today. That tune, Jerusalem Ridge, was one that I'd always played growing up that I really, really dug. And when I was at college, I decided that I would try out this one thing where I multi-tracked my fiddle, because I was a recording engineer major up at school, so I was within the studios and, kind of able to learn how to work all the gear. And I thought, I'd just like to do like four tracks of me, as if I don't play enough notes already. It seemed like it, what I wanted. So basically what I did on the record is I played one track down that kind of went like this. And went through the chord changes, through the whole arrangement of the song. And then there was another, like a higher rhythm that was kind of over put on this side of the your stereo, so like, and that's kind of going on the other side. And then you got one track doing the melody. And then later on in the song, I bring in another fiddle that would play the harmony part, at some different parts in the arrangement. So that's kind of how that song ended up developing for the record. So there's a whole bunch of the big wall of fiddle sound, really. I'm gonna play another one from that the recording too. This one is called Lady Bowmore, and it kind of started out. Kind of had this melody sort of happen for me, and then later on somebody said, hey, that sounds like you'll find her name written there, this bluegrass tune, and sure enough, it was pretty similar to that, so I kind of changed around just a little bit, just so I wasn't, totally taking that that melody, but I made sure in the liner notes to mention, where the inspiration comes from, so it's not like you're really trying to, plagiarize or anything. And then I thought, well, it needs a B section, so I wrote a B section to it, and I ended up liking to play it really kind of slow really laid back. I got a drummer on this one, and Jerry's playing lap steel on it, Jerry Douglas, and Victor Krause is playing upright bass on it. It's kind of a greasy little number, and I decided to call it Lady Bowmore after a bottle of scotch while we were mixing.